59 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50. In time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how, no, let's first go to the cash grain report. Cash hog prices today are expected to trade from steady to mostly 50 cents per $1 hundredweight lower across the Midwest amid ample supplies. Terminals are called steady to mixed with tops from $28.50 to $34. Peoria is called 50 cents lower today with a top price of $28.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, January 4th, negotiated swine purchases were 18,578. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 36.75 to 46.50. The weighted average 44.73, a loss of 63 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $29 to $38.86. The weighted average 36.16. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 23,004. The base price range, $36.50 to $51. The weighted average, $47.72, a loss of 85 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $29.40 to $38.77, and the weighted average was $37.41. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Taking a look at the weather in South America over the weekend, some thunderstorms did fall in portions of Brazil and Argentina. The thunderstorms in Brazil occurred from what's called the center-west region on into some of the eastern regions, and basically it's from the northwest to the central portions of the Brazilian bean belt. So when we look at that, we're looking at portions of Mato Grosso and Goiás, southern Goiás in particular, and Mato Grosso do Sul, and also parts of Sao Paulo, and that's the area that's appeared to have benefited with some showers. And scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue in that area this week. And there will be other showers and thunderstorms in other parts of Brazil this week. So that will benefit crops in most areas. But there will be some dry and hot weather in southern Brazil. And that will be of concern for the southernmost sections of the Brazilian bean belt, Rio Grande do Sul, and maybe portions of neighboring Santa Catarina. So those are areas with corn pollination taking place that there might be a little bit of stress, but all in all, not too bad. Now, in Argentina, it looks like some timely showers and thunderstorms did fall here over the weekend for some areas. Of course, the southern pockets of Argentina have been quite dry, especially as you get down into La Pampa, but La Pampa is a state that produces a little bit of corn, but it's not in the major part of the belt. So that is an area where there will be some reduced yield, so that could cut production a little bit, but it's not the prime area. Now, in Argentina this week, it looks like some hot weather is going to be coming in, and wet weather should then follow that. So they're going to have some stress, but it may not last forever, as it looks like late Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, much of the Argentinian bean belt, as well as southern Brazil, will get some needed rain. So when we look at the big picture, it's not as bad as maybe it looked a few weeks ago, but there are still some dry pockets in Argentina, particularly the southernmost growing areas. And also in Brazil, some of the northeasternmost growing areas are looking a little bit on the dry side right now, but not in a completely bad way. So overall, the conditions are improved a bit in Brazil and Argentina, but we still have to watch for some potential problems with heat and dryness, at least in pockets. Now, in the United States, of course, we're now observing very warm conditions for this time of year. Does look like some rain will be moving in, some locally heavy rain possible across northern Illinois, northern Indiana, neighboring Wisconsin, Iowa, and Michigan. So that will be recharging soils for next season as A lot of the precipitation will fall as rain. There could be some snow, though, on the tail end of all of this in the upper Midwest and northern plains. Now, out in the plain states, snowfall, or the snow cover, I should say, has greatly diminished due to warm weather over the weekend. And while there's no problems at the moment that we see on the maps with damaging cold coming in, it does appear that it's going to be turning unusually cold across Alaska this week. Of course, Alaska is always cold at this time of year, but unusually cold, well below average temperatures expected across Alaska. They're going into the deep freeze. So we have to watch such a situation, because sometimes chunks of that cold air do get dislodged and come this way. So some cold blast of air is still possible as we go through the latter half of January into February. We're just at least going to have to monitor that extremely cold air up there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris and McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook meetings. Tonight's meeting is at 7 p.m. at the Central Citizens Library District building in Clifton, Illinois. Panelists for the meeting include Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, Mike Georgie of Allendale, and Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. And AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser will be along, too, to talk about agricultural weather in the upcoming season. That's this evening at 7 at the Central Citizens Library District building in Clifton, Illinois, and we do hope to see you there. In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 944 and three quarters, down one last trade up a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 926 and three quarters, down four and three quarters, last trade up one. May, 941 and a half, down three, last trade down one and a quarter. July, 816, down one and a quarter, last trade is up one and three quarters. September, 821, unchanged, last trade down two. March corn opened at 466, down three quarters, last trade down three quarters. May, 476 and three quarters, down one and a quarter, last trade up a quarter. July, 486 and three quarters, down one, last trade up a quarter. September, 485 and three quarters, down a half, last trade up three quarters. December, 485 and a quarter, down one and a half, last trade down three quarters. March of 2009, 489 and a half, down one and a quarter, last trade unchanged. May, 493 and a quarter, down one, last trade unchanged. January beans opened at 1244 and a quarter, down four and three quarters, last trade down three quarters. March, 459 and three quarters, down two and three quarters, last trade unchanged. May, 1277 and three quarters, down one and three quarters, last trade down a quarter. July, 1286 and three quarters, down three, last trade down a half. January soybean meal open at 342 unchanged, last trade down a dollar. And January soybean oil open at 5020, and that was down 35, last trade was unchanged. Soybean futures at the Chicago Board of Trade today are expected to trade 1 to 2 cents lower. There's little new fundamental news out there in the marketplace today. And one analyst was saying this morning that the air at these price levels is a little thin. In addition, commodity index funds are expected to rebalance their portfolios this week, as early as tomorrow perhaps, trimming their soybean positions is what's expected, and adding other commodities, that according to a Commission House analyst. Also, in the overseas markets overnight, we did see crude palm oil futures settling sharper higher on speculation on a likely cut in India's import duties. Meanwhile, over in the corn pit today, we're looking for the trade to be steady, essentially, over the day, although it could be a little bit choppy and two-sided. Again, on Friday, we do have new U.S. Ending stocks reports as well as crop production reports, and also a winter wheat seeding report, and participants are probably going to be squaring their portfolios against the expectations of those reports on Friday. So perhaps participants will not be in an aggressive seller of corn because in the index funds, again, the anticipation is that there will be a sell-off in both soybeans and wheat futures with a rebalancing toward corn futures. And again, that's starting up this week. On technical charts, technicians are looking to see whether or not prices will close above a major psychological resistance level at $5 a bushel. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.